Hello, good morning, good evening, and good whatever time it is where you're listening from. You have just tuned in to the BPC, also known as the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS, but there's no BS here. Just what once was broken spirits that are now whole spirits, picking up pieces and turning them to power each week. It's time to get ready, get set, and press play. So sit back, relax, and do whatever you do to unwind, because it's conversation time, people. Let's go and let's grow, because if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. All right, people, welcome back to the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And this is episode 43 of 2023. Before I get into the title, because it's a little controversial, I literally went back and forth on the title, but I have to be obedient. It's provocative, it's eye-catching, but it's a meaning for it. But I want to apologize for the sound of the last couple of weeks. I ordered equipment, I ordered different pieces, and finally got it figured out. I did not even realize until after I recorded last week that my sound effect clips was not coming through. Like I told you guys, it's live, so I went back and listened to it later on that day. I heard where when I said, let's give Egypt a round of applause, it did not come through. So please forgive me for that. So before I go any further, like I said, last week we added our 30th country. 30th country is Egypt. We're going to give him a quick round of applause for Egypt. Thankful. You know, we're reaching one, each one, teach one. Like I said, my thing is to reach everybody one person at a time. If one person share, if they're impacted by it, we'll continue to share. Not only continue to share, we'll continue to make ugly people. All right. Anyway, let's get into this this episode. I guess that was actually a good segue into it. The title, Can Two Ugly People Create a Beautiful Thing? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to tell you why this is controversial. Because ugly has been such a negative word in our society. And the ugly that they spell U-G-L-Y, which is probably why I got it from my heart, you know, last week, a couple weeks ago to start this whole ugly series, you want to call it. I didn't call it a series because I didn't know it was going to turn into two or three episodes, but it did. And ugly, let me tell you something. I am ugly and I love it. I have spent my last, I say, 20-some adult years always working. I've been working out since I was 8. Working on the physical part of me. Just maintain a certain level of fitness and wellness and health and healthy living to live longer. And to live in a way where I don't have to deal with certain ailments and certain problems that comes as we begin to get much more mature or seasoned, as I call it, instead of saying older. But that was working on the outside. But now I'm in a place now where over the last, I say, 12 years, I've really done the internal work and it's made me very ugly. Yeah. Like, if you haven't heard the podcast, the last two, please go listen to them. But I'm going to give you the acronym for ugly again, and then we're about to dig into this thing, why two ugly people can create something so beautiful. So, as I said in the podcast, the last two, ugly stands for this. You're unique. That's the U. The G is that you're a good person. And then there's greatness in you. And with that greatness, you understand when you connect to another ugly person, you don't have a grace to give them because they're not perfect and you're not either. And the other ugly person is going to have the grace to give you because a perfect relationship to me and what I feel what God intended to be, your faith circle, whatever you believe in, like I say, no judgment. I'm going to keep my 100 though, keep it above. So I believe God wants to bring two unique people together to create a unique environment, a unique garden that can grow unique trees or grow ugly trees and create ugly fruit and create a world where because we are all now ugly, there's unity because somebody's fighting about being different than the other person in that aspect. So the grace, And then the L is for loving unconditionally, for love. But the love, the way you're going to love is love unconditionally. Then the I is for intelligence. And I'm talking about relational intelligence and emotional intelligence. You know, I wanted to do a series called AI versus RI and EI. But I couldn't this week, so I'm going to have to sit on it and see if, you know, God put on my heart to do that. So anyway, like I said, can two ugly people create a beautiful thing? Excuse me. And I say yes. Let's talk about this. I want you to think about when you get two of the first letters together. Anything you put together, when you have, let's just look at reproduction as a whole. If you bring two, a male and female together, the child is going to get half of its DNA from the mother and half of its DNA from the father. And then it's going to be a unique creature because it's a unique being, human being, because it's a combination of them both. That is the exact same thing that happens with when two ugly people come together. Their uniqueness is going to come together and create a very unique environment that they're living in. It's going to create a unique, if they have kids, if they're not past the age of having kids or chose not to, a very unique kid. And a lot of uniqueness is going to come out of that. But the crazy thing is, let's just say they pass the age of having kids. They've had the ugly kid. They've had the unique, great, good, all that stuff, child. So make sure somebody don't say, oh, miracles, we're not here calling people kids ugly. No, not in that aspect. I hope your child ends up ugly. I hope your child ends up unique, great, good, give the grace to others, love unconditionally, and be emotionally, relationally intelligent. Because they are. It's going to save them a lot of time in life later on. And then do you get that over? You get that automatically? No, but you will get that in time. But if you're brought up in an ugly environment, guess what? You're going to become an ugly person. And that's a beautiful thing, even though it's ugly. So, and I think the timing is so perfect with this whole ugly, you know, vibe I'm on, because we are so caught up in the superficial things. We're so caught up in the way people look, the way people dress, the way people, the money people make, so many things. Even as we, when we out here dating, you know, I hear all the other podcasts. I see and listen to some of them, ones this video as well. And it's so much of stuff caught up in the things that we can create overnight or in a short period of time. We can create wealth. We can create our bodies. We can buy our bodies. I mean, come on. But can we create the ugly? The ugly has to be developed. The ugly has to be evolved. The ugly works come over time. And like, if you cook any, I do, you realize that, you think about when you're cooking some of your best meat, it's best when it's cooked slow. It's more tender. It has a better flavor. And it just, and then you appreciate it because of the work you put into it. That's what ugly is about. It's about doing this thing slowly. No rush, slowly. So you got this uniqueness you've just brought together. And since both of you guys are unique and y'all create this unique garden in your environment, your house, now you go out. Because you're always a product of your environment. When you go out into the workplace, into whatever your purpose is, into your business that you own, you're going to spread that uniqueness to that environment. And whether you realize or not, you're going to start infecting people with your ugly, with your uniqueness. And what starts happening? They start turning ugly too. And that's a beautiful thing. You see how this thing works? This ugly thing is really about unity. It's really about bringing people together to create something amazing, to create something where we all look at each other and say, damn, you ugly. Damn, you ugly. You ugly. You ugly. But you're just saying something beautiful. You're unique. You're great. You're good. You love it unconditionally. And we have a relational, emotional intelligence. And we're not fighting among each other, trying to look better than the next person because we all ugly. But that's uniqueness. And then what about the G? When you bring the G together, when you put two good people together, nothing but goodness can come out of that. That's all that can come out of that is goodness. And when you bring goodness that comes out of it, greatness comes out too, because both you guys are great. You're great individually, and then together, you're great collectively. And you're creating a great thing in a great environment. And when people get around you, it is infectious. They want to be like you because they sense what's in you. They sense the greatness. When you have greatness, you don't have to tell everybody you're great. People just know it. It's like a light. It really is like a light that eludes from you. It just comes out your pores. And when it eludes from you, it's very alluring. It pulls people in. It pulls people in. And the crazy thing is, because you guys have created that together, which is a much more beautiful thing, and then you go out from your environment and in your household, in the world, you create more greatness because you're unique. Then you remember your journey. You remember your journey to get to this point, to get to your ugly. And you remember that the mistakes you made, the trial and error you made to get to this point. And then it hits you and say, hold up. I have been given grace to become who I become. And I got to make sure as other people start their journey to becoming ugly, and if I'm going to help them, I got to give them the grace that I was given. I could go there right now. I'm going to touch this a little bit. It reminds me of the church. Y'all know how I feel about, I love my Christian brothers and sisters. Sometimes I just hate to, not hate, I strongly dislike what the church building has become. Because when people go in there ugly, like the other ugly, because they deal with all this world stuff, not ugly look, but they just got all these ugly things they're dealing with they want to get rid of because they want to become their beautiful, ugly self, their unique self. The people in that building sometimes forget they were ugly one time too, the other ugly. Not ugly from a facial standpoint, but the way they was living their life, the way they was doing things and all that stuff and all the things that was they was dealing with was ugly things. And they just wanted somebody to love them until they're pretty ugly. Love them until they're beautiful, ugly, but that's a whole other conversation. But we can, you know what the crazy thing is though? The ones that are of the faith, the oneness of us, y'all is out there, period. You being ugly and you having the grace for others will allow you to love the bad ugly off of people so they can become their beautiful ugly self. Because that's what it's really about, creating beautiful ugly out in the world. And that's why I said, can two ugly people create a beautiful thing? Yes. They can create a beautiful thing, a beautiful place. They can create other beautiful people because they make them ugly. They help them see their uniqueness. They speak in life in them, help them see how good they are, how the greatness is in these people. And they're showing the grace they've been given as well. So, as we get ready for our first break, I want you to think about how much effort you're going to put in as you close this year out to keep developing your ugly as you either have found already or wait on your ugly person or a partner to come in place. And y'all continue to create more ugly things, ugly places, ugly people to have a beautiful environment that we are growing up in this world in, that's already just showing us we can have more unity among each other. All right? No call to action. Just want you thinking on this one. It's not one of those episodes. I'm Miracles One, and we're going to take our first break, and I'll be back in 36 seconds. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the BPC, the Broken Pieces Chronicles podcast, all about the BS. And we have posed the question, can two ugly people create a beautiful thing? And I say yes. Hope you enjoyed that first segment. This is not going to be a long segment. It's just a long segment or a long podcast. It's just something I felt that was on my heart heavy to cover. Excuse me. And also to be thankful for after coming out of Thanksgiving, that I am now an ugly person. I am now becoming who I was supposed to be and evolving even more. And you are too. So let's talk about the last two. The L and the I. Love. I probably could do a whole podcast on that word, but you know, we look at the word and people say, I love you. And how many times have you heard it and you're like, I hear you, but I don't feel it? Because people have done so many things that was contradictory to the actual word. The actions didn't line up to the word. And at first when you hear I love you, you believe them. But when their actions don't line up, it's kind of like, hey, you know, I don't feel the weight of what you're saying. I hear you, but I feel like you're saying it just to appease me and make me feel better in the moment. That's surface level love. And when somebody loves you unconditionally, somebody loves you the way God loves us, somebody loves you the way your faith circle loves you, you feel it. You feel it because you know it has no strings attached. Matter of fact, like I said, we say in our belief, God's grace and mercy follow us all the days of our life. And like I told you, the other G was having the grace to give others room to make mistakes. Unconditional love. And when you bring two people together that's willing to love unconditionally, can you imagine what that environment is like? That environment is full of peace. It's home. It's what I talked about last week. It's peace, it's serenity. It's a resting place because you want to be there. Because you know this person would love your good, your bad, and your other ugly, the negative uglies, the things about you that you're still working on. Because that's what love and unconditional is about. And so if y'all have that type of love at home, guess what happens when you go out into your workplace? If you are if it's a coworker, a person that's on the same level as you, you, when they make a mistake, you don't judge them. You remember how you used to be that person that made a mistake that's similar, in which somebody would have given you the same grace, but you decide to do something different and love them unconditionally. And then if you are a boss and you are mentoring young employees, it's the same thing. You're not so harsh because you remember what it's like when you were coming up to become the person you are now, to be in the place of leadership that you're in now. That's loving unconditionally. And then business owners, interacting with other companies that you're doing business with. Think about that. Think about when you add all those other two letters of the acronym for ugly, the uniqueness and the G and the greatness and all that stuff. And you bring in love, loving unconditionally in everything you do. Won't that create unity? Wouldn't that create like oneness among each other? Us being walking together in power and purpose, things that were broken, that were ugly then because it was broken, but now they're ugly now because they're together and the pieces have turned to power. And now we are walking in uniqueness, but we're walking in one. We're walking in one because we love it unconditionally. We accept each other's weaknesses and understanding that my strengths complement your weaknesses and vice versa. That is loving unconditionally at its finest. That is being patient. That is being kind. That is not envying anybody. Because that's what creates all this division. It's not boasting. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. Gosh, if I get that one part, we can get that one part down, the other stuff sort of falling in place. You're not getting anger easily. I mean, if you're not getting anger easily, you've dealt with your trauma. That's a whole nother conversation we need to talk about probably later. If you dealt with your trauma, you won't be triggered so easily. Keep no records of wrong. Don't delight in evil, rejoice with truth. If you're always protecting everybody who needs to be protected and yourself, of course. You trust, you persevere, and that type of love never fails. Imagine what happened when that type of ugly, when those two L's get together and what they create, why it's so beautiful when you think about all that coming together to make a bigger piece of that loving unconditional. And then the intelligence. When two emotional and relational intelligent people come together, you talk about a cataclysmic explosion. Think about it. Think about the catalyst. When those things come together, those two catalysts come together, and you have the wisdom, you have the know-it-all, you know how to operate within a personal relationship. What happened when you guys walk out the door and carry that same energy out into the world? And you create something even more beautiful because you're teaching others how to be more relational, have relational intelligence, have emotional intelligence. But it's because you've done the work. because without the work, none of this really matter. It's not going to matter at all. It's the work that makes all this stuff come together. Because at the end of the day, if you haven't learned to love yourself, learn to love your ugly, you can't get with somebody else ugly yet. And if you can't get with somebody else ugly, you can't create another beautiful, ugly thing, beautiful, ugly place, beautiful, ugly people. Because you haven't done the work. But I believe anybody that's been listening to this podcast, we've done the work. We put in the effort. And we are constantly doing the work. Because we are constantly evolving. We are constantly getting in shape. Because that's what being ugly is about. So like I said, I'm thankful for my ugly. I'm thankful for being ugly. Because that's what makes me different. But it also makes me similar as you. Because I'm looking at you from the inside out. And I'm loving you from the inside out. Because at the end of the day, and my belief is, you know, it was talking about a woman, but I believe it can apply to anybody. In Proverbs, it's called Proverbs 31 Woman. It was Solomon's mom was telling him what a perfect, not perfect, but imperfect, an imperfect, perfect woman looks like. And one thing she said, look, that beauty is going to fade away one day. And I pause right there because him being handsome is going to fade away one day. Him being fine and fit is going to fade away one day. Her being fine and curvaceous is going to fade away one day. She might still have the curves. They might be a little saggy, but at the end of the day, all that's going to go away. But guess what? The ugly isn't. The uniqueness, the good person that he or she is, the greatness that's in you, it will live past you if you've done it right. You'll leave a legacy. The grace will be there until you die. You're going to give it to others. The ability for he or she, him or her, to love unconditionally in a relation, emotional intelligence is going to be there. Let's start focusing on our inside as we go into this new year. Your new year's resolution, if you haven't done it yet, if you're not there yet, say this year, I'm going to be my best ugly self. That's simple. And I guarantee we will see an explosion of unity on this world we've never seen in a long time. So as I close, I told you it's gonna be a short episode. I'm just asking all of you to get ugly so we can create a beautiful thing in a beautiful place. And I would say ugly myself. I should get a shirt say, say ugly, my friends. Like the guy from the Desecase commercial and say thirsty. But anyway, thank you all for the big S for supporting, sharing, subscribing, reviewing, and all that. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you. I love you to life. And you know what? Stay ugly, my friends. I'm Miracles One. And I am about to be out of here until next week. Like I say, if you're going to go through it, you might as well grow through it. And when you listen to this podcast, you're not only picking up pieces, you're picking up power. Peace out.